This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
My name's Rebecca Hayda.
And as we have done for several Julys now, we're spending this Ozarks at Large listening to some of our favorite musical performances that took place inside the Carver Center for Public Radio over the first 6 months of the year. It's a tradition I've grown to really like, Antoinette.
Oh, it's a lot of fun being able to look back and, you know, sometimes I think for us, especially when we're doing so many stories and things, it becomes a blur and we forget that we've done something. So it's kind of a nice surprise to re-remember.
And it's a nice mix of musicians who live with us, are our neighbors, and some that are not.
Yes. So we're going to start with a pair of groups who I met in January, both not from here. First, we're going to start with a trio called the Accidentals from Michigan. You met them last year.
Right. They were here. They've been here a few times. I can't remember which festival they came in for. But
Power of Music, I believe.
I think so, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so in January, they were passing through again, and they were doing a couple of shows, and they were hosting some workshops at local schools. This group, they had met in orchestra, and they're not very old themselves, but very talented and very smart with their instruments, and just really sweet to have them in here, just sweet people. So that was a lot of fun for me to get to meet them personally and do that. And then the second group that came through is the Bergamot. It's this husband-wife duo. They call themselves High School Sweethearts from the Heartland, from South Bend, Indiana, who now live in Brooklyn, started playing shortly after college, and they were passing through. They'd made friends here a couple of years ago, I think. They had performed at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, made a connection there, and so have come through in the past playing at Crystal Bridges and playing house shows and that kind of thing. And so they were passing through, and they had played at Onyx, I think, in Bentonville this time, and stopped by. They were promoting their new single that they were releasing, Periscope. And so they came and chatted with me, just very positive people, and shared their new song and a little bit about themselves.
We'll hear them, but first up, the Accidentals.
Got birch trees going into their own skin, wear the clothes that they wear thin with little gold at the tips. I've had sad thoughts, smooth out all the rough spots, but they hit me hard like a gunshot and never get past my lips. I'm trying real hard not to trip. Meanwhile, you're still looking for a catch. Every time I think it's like a physical footing slip, and every open road makes it easy to forget. Get outside of here. You have it stomach, yeah. These bombs are fucking up, but we chose. Turn away, let your dirty shoes aside. Have it on the front line. Our problems amplified by what the liars say. Shut down the words that came out of their mouths. We let the seeds of their fear sprout until they grew into weeds. Now it's a bitter ache, a ripple tearing its own wake. So we look at words as our keepsakes and see what hope they breed. I'm trying real hard not to lose the energy you suck right from my bones. You always have an excuse why the brutal honesty's hurt you the most. Get outside of here. You have it stomach, yeah. These bones are broken now, but we're chosen to turn away. Let your dirty shoes aside. Have it told the final line. Our problems amplified by what the liars say. Thank you. just broken trees and fallen leaves. Just colder weather and older tillers that test together. Within that we want to, we got to get outside of here. There I lie awake with you. It's nothing new, like an old cartoon flickering on a TV. Through a periscope I see our lives. In my eyes I know we'll be alright, we'll be alright. 'Cause I've been waiting my life. I've been frustrated and blue, but I never knew, I never knew how much I love you, how much I love you. The three words I held on to, I love you, please see me through. When the world is getting me down, and when the summer sun beams down on us, broken up with rust, with all our trust, we'll let go, we'll let go. There will come a time, looking down the line, truth will be hard. These troubles, they won't stay the same. We'll be okay. I never knew, love, 'cause I've been waiting on you all my life, I've been frustrated and blue, but I never knew, I never knew how much I love you. Ooh.
I've been waiting on you all my life, all my life. I've been frustrated and blue, but I never knew how much I love you. How much I love you.
And this is a special edition of Ozarks at Large, something we've been doing for several years now around the 4th of July, listening to some of our favorite musical performances that we heard on Ozarks at Large from the previous 6 months. One of the folks who helps me with this show every year is Timothy Dennis. Timothy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Kyle?
Very good. First 6 months of 2019 are in the can. We had a very strong half year when it came to musical performances.
It was so tough to narrow it down to just, you know, five or six picks this time because we had so many good bands in the studio in the past 6 months. I mean, so far, we haven't aired all of these, mind you,
right,
but I have recorded at least 20 performances so far this year, and there
already
are even more to come.
All right. Well, let's talk about a couple that stuck with you. And I always put up the caveat, these are some of our favorites from the first
right
6 months. We don't have room on this single edition of Ozarks to play them all.
Right. As I said, it was so, so hard to narrow it down. For this first set, let's look at some bands, like big, full bands. So Lost John, they're friends of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Been in twice now, and then in a few other configurations as well. But they came out with a new album this year titled Let It Be Strange. And we brought them in the studio to talk about the new release, which the only physical version they released it as was as a vinyl record. And we talked a lot about that, but they also played three songs off the album, full band, drums, bass, keyboards, vocals, guitar. And in fact, Eric Whithans, the songwriter, lead vocalist, and guitarist of Lost John, he brought in three different guitars for three different songs. The reason I chose this song in particular, Mini Bike, is because their keyboard player, Lee Zodro, he did something I've never seen anyone do in our Firman Garner Performance Studio. He not only played the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano, but he also played an electric piano on part of this song.
So we're going to hear both the electric piano and the Steinway.
Right.
All right.
In one song.
All right.
He switches back and forth throughout the song. It blows my mind how he was able to do it without screwing up.
All right, so we're going to hear that. And then after that, a band, Me Like Bees.
Right. They are from southern Missouri, kind of the Springfield and Joplin area. And at least one of the members, Lewis Brosman, he was in the studio a few years back as the drummer for The Twos. But this band, Me Like Bees, they're more of kind of an alt-rock feeling band. And when they came in early this year, it was back in January, actually. I can't believe it's been that long. They kind of stripped down their set a little bit, playing acoustic guitar. But they also brought an electric guitar, electric bass, and half a drum kit. And they just blew me away. And this song, Feel the Heat, it kind of reminded me just a little bit of Glenn Campbell's version of Summer Nights, just the guitar riff on it. And you'll see why here in a minute. But they claim that they didn't realize that that was a Glenn Campbell riff until after they had already recorded the song and were getting ready to release it.
All right, we're going to hear that song, Feel the Heat, from Me Like Bees. But first, Lost John and Mini Bike.
Thank you. wings I would fly. That concrete river sings her lullaby. And now it's all just a dream. Back roads I would fly, that concrete river sings a lullaby.
Come and dance with me. Come on, feel it. dress don't think it'll keep up. Oh, my, 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 my. Put me in the hospital. Been thinking of it all for way too long. Just move a little closer, come up next to me. I got a fever inside, running 103. Don't need a doctor, boy, come and dance with me. Come on, feel the heat. 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 Come on, feel the heat.
We're listening to some of our favorite musical performances from inside the Carver Center for Public Radio from the first 6 months of this year. We just heard from Me Like Bees, Feel the Heat, before that, Lost John, Minibike, and Antoinette Grajeda has already picked for us The Accidentals, Colder Weather, and The Bergamot, Periscope. More of our favorites just ahead.
Opera in the Ozarks presents its 69th season now through July 19th at Inspiration Point in Eureka Springs. It features 22 performances of three fully staged operas, including La Boheme, Little Women, and The Abduction from the Seraglio, plus a Broadway cabaret at the Fayetteville Town Center and chamber music at Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista. Tickets and schedule at opera.org.
This is Ozarks at Large, spending this summer edition of our show listening to some of our favorite recordings of musical performances in the Carver Center for Public Radio over the previous 6 months. Helping me to do that is Timothy Dennis. Timothy, what do you got for us next?
A couple of folk and country artists. Earlier this year, back in March, we had the opportunity to welcome J.D. Clayton into our studio. He's a folk singer-songwriter with a little bit of a soul feel from Fort Smith, and he came in earlier in the day before he played that evening at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. And him just as a solo artist in our Farm & Garner performance studio blew my mind. And then I saw him later that night at George's, and he sang a Tracy Chapman song and blew it out of the house.
Huh.
Like, I had never heard anyone sing Tracy Chapman quite like that.
Okay.
But, I mean, he does do his own songs. And, in fact, later this month, he's going to open the second night of the Peacemaker Festival down in Fort Smith.
That's right. Yes.
When he was in our studio, he played three songs, including this one that kind of has a little bit of a soul feel in my mind. It's titled Fall in Bed.
And after that, we're going to hear from a great storyteller.
An incredible storyteller. One of the best storytellers I have had the opportunity and privilege to interview while working on this show. Roy Wade Kimes. He is a cowboy, he's a country singer, he's a songwriter, he lives in the Arkansas River Valley. He came back after living for several years in the Nashville area and being part of the Nashville machine to some degree. And we talked for more than an hour while he was here. And of course, I had to cut it down for air because we can't easily air an hour-long interview. But save it to say, he knew a lot of very influential people in the country and entertainment business from the 80s and on. including the guy that made this song famous. He wrote this song, and Garth Brooks made it a hit called We Bury the Hatchet.
And we're going to hear that, but first up, J.D. Clayton, Fallen Bed.
I'm a rockin' man, lovin' man. No fame, no game, just an ordinary. Just one love, if love is there. She's slow, just feeling safe, glorying days. Blank face, steadin' right into the mirror maze. Babe, hold me tight while I'm crying. I fall in bed with you in the night. You fake your smile, it's a lie. I read the paper, you read the mail. Oh, you'll never love me like I love you. She's out there somewhere, living life and waiting for me. If I the one who's in love, torn face on the floating in the city way. She left me out to cry alone again. Don't tell me you're a friend. I fall in bed with you in the night. Fake your smile, it's a lie. I read the paper, you read the mail. Oh, me, you'll never love me like I love you. And when I'm 64, will you still love me every day? One more. Sing me up to sleep as we both fall in bed. Oh, babe, I fall in bed with you in the night. You fake your smile, it's a lie. I read the paper, you read the mail. Oh, but you'll never love me like I love you.
Well, this is a little song I wrote with Garth Brooks. It's called We Bury the Hatchet. And I'm Roy Wade Kimes. They call me the Gentleman Outlaw. And there's a reason for all that. We'll get into that maybe a little bit later.
Well, all the neighbors' lights come on last night. Hey, like I do every time we have a little fight. It's getting to the point we can't get along. We're always fighting about things that should be dead and gone. We bury the hatchet, leave the handle sticking out. Why are we digging up things we should forget about? But when it comes to forgiving, hey babe, there ain't no doubt. We bury the hatchet, leave the handle sticking out. Now I was kissing on Cindy, hey, that I won't deny. But that's a long time ago, little dead dog alive. But if you want a good deed, how about you and old Joe? I caught you down at the creek, and just 10 years ago. We buried the hatchet, but leave the handle sticking out. While we're digging up things we should forget about. But when it comes to forgiving, baby, there ain't no doubt. We buried the hatchet, the handle sticking out. Now here's what I got paid for. We buried the hatchet, we'll leave the handle sticking out.
This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Antoinette Grajeda, and we are listening to some of our favorite musical performances from Ozarks at Large for the first 6 months of the year. I say some because we do a lot of them.
We do do a lot. So I just picked four for this one, and so that was harder because when you do more than four, but here we are. Here we are.
And we're going to hear a couple here in a row. And the first two you picked that we heard mm-hmm. earlier in this hour were people who didn't live here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some
ish.
People who... ish. Exactly. Yes.
Ish. So we'll start with Kaylin Faye. She is born and bred Oklahoma. A friend of mine from Tulsa had introduced me to her a few years ago. Her music, anyway. I awkwardly introduced myself to her in the bathroom at Roots Festival, I think in 2017. She had this really great fringe, white fringe jacket, and my friend from Oklahoma was here and pointed her out. I was like, oh, I need to talk to her. And so I kind of just started talking to her in the bathroom. So she was fine with it and probably doesn't remember I'm the weirdo, because she did come to the studio graciously when I invited her earlier this year back in March. So she moved here, I think, about a year ago to go to school. So she's getting her master's in art. And so she had this, it's her second album she was releasing back in March, I think it was back in March, called Good Company. And it was kind of about, some of the songs were like a love letter to her, you know, home.
Right.
You know, this is home, but that's home. And
right.
It was just a, you know, really interesting sort of thought process of what it is to grow up somewhere and then go somewhere else for this thing. And I don't know, it was a really good conversation, and she's a really talented songwriter. She'd just gotten back from, I think, Denmark. She'd had a string of shows over there right around spring break, and so she came back, and so that was a lot of fun. And then this next group you'll hear is the Vine Brothers. They've been in here several times over the years.
And we'll have them in several times more if they'll
exactly.
come
and
by.
So with the ish of sort of living here, so one of the people... the bass player, Garrett Jones, I grew up with him, and so I know that he is from here. And then his other two bandmates are from the Northeast, and about once a year, they get together and pass through the area with new music or a new album. So kind of from here. I mean, I feel like if this isn't home, this is their second home at this point.
We claim them.
We claim them, I feel like.
Yeah.
So Greg and Joe, they were passing through to promote their fourth album, Surfing Through the Looking Glass, and... it was interesting because I think we know them best for, like, gypsy jazz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this particular album, they got to try a bunch of different genres and sort of play around with that. So surfing, as the title suggests, there was a surf rock song and a couple other things. And so it was fun to see how they've evolved over the last couple of years. But we're always glad to have them, and new music or not. So.
And they did Gaslight when they were here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear that. But first up, we're going to hear Kaylin Faye.
Oh, I miss slow dancing, close in the living room, and the record skips while it plays our tune. Maybe I just miss the good times when life didn't seem so bad. Sometimes it's hard to see what you had. And it ain't nothing it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing but a faint memory. Do you remember drinking whiskey on our back porch? Laughing at the neighbors through a crack screen. Seems like just last week you had that bottle in your hand, but time's playing tricks on me again. And it ain't nothing, it ain't nothing but a faint. It ain't nothing, it ain't nothing but a faint memory. And you know I'm a strong believer. Everything must change, but since you've left, it's a crying shame. Oh, you're gone, it's a crying shame. But you're a faint memory all the same.
Sold your dignity to the highest bidder. Someone else's progress make you bitter. Don't you just love the emperor's new clothes? Don't you just love the smell of blood underneath your nose? Look at me. Thank you.
We're continuing with this special edition of Ozarks at Large. It's a tradition, a summer tradition we've done for several years now, when we take stock of some, not all, but some of our favorite recordings that musicians have done inside the Carver Center for Public Radio for Ozarks at Large over the first half of a year. And Timothy, what's special about these next two?
Okay, there are a couple different special things about these next two. First, they were both recorded on the same day in our Furman Garner Performance Studio. Secondly, they kind of represent both ends of the spectrum. Becky Adams is just getting started in the local music scene, and members of Wheatfield have been around for, what, 4 decades now?
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, a couple of them are very familiar to listeners.
Right. So Becky Adams, she is a newer singer-songwriter, kind of pop vocalist in Northwest Arkansas. She's been playing George's Majestic Lounge, Black Apple Crossing in Springdale. She's been getting out there. She plays with members of Honey Collective, which if you haven't checked them out, they are incredible, as well as kind of an alt-jazz group. But they came into our Furman Garner Performance Studio and sat down with me, played 3 songs, including this one titled Buying.
And then,
later that day, we both went into the Furman Garner Performance Studio and you talked with Wheatfield.
Yeah.
Which, explain who Wheatfield is.
Well, Wheatfield, so most of our listeners will know Trout Fishing in America,
correct.
Keith and Ezra. They've been a staple of the North American music scene, as well as residents of here for some time. When Keith and Ezra lived in Houston, they were also part of this four-part band, Wheatfield. The 4 members of Wheatfield, even though they had gone separate ways musically and geographically, stayed in touch, and they discovered that they still had this connection as friends and as musicians. And once a year or so, they get together now. But this time, while they were getting together to play a gig in Northwest Arkansas, they were also recording a new album. And so they all came in and sat down with us in the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
And which song did they play?
They played I Work Hard.
All right.
All right, we'll hear that. But first, Becky Adams.
Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low. Oh, Some people got money, some people got time. Anybody got both, it's really hard to find. When I got time, I ain't got no money. When I got money, I ain't got time. I work hard for a dollar,
I work hard for my pay.
That driver, when I drive away, it's my time and I'll spend it my way. Some people are lucky, some people are lost, some people keep trying no matter the cost. When I'm feeling lucky, when I know where I stand, I grab the world and hold it in my hand. I work hard for a dollar,
I work
hard for my pay. I work hard for my time at the end of the day. When I punch that clock, like whiskey, some people like wine. Some people are sober, some people get high. Well, it ain't easy, it takes lots of time. But with a little money, we'll all get by. I work hard for a dollar,
I work
hard for my pay. When I punch that
clock,
when I drive away, it's my time and I'll spend it my way. I work hard for a dollar,
I
work hard for my pay. I work hard for my time at the end of the day. When I punch that clock, when I drive away, it's my time and I'll spend it my way. Like this.
And that's just about all the time we have for this special early summer edition of Ozarks at Large, listening to some of our favorite musical performances recorded exclusively for Ozarks at Large inside the Carver Center for Public Radio during the first 6 months of 2019. We couldn't get all of our favorites in. We could have done another full hour and then some of the great music that we've had. The pleasure to record for our show during the first part of this year. We'll have more music on our Monday edition of Ozarks at Large. Opera in the Ozarks traveled over from Eureka Springs earlier this week and spent some time in Furman Garner Performance Studio. Highlights from those performances on our Monday edition of Ozarks at Large at noon and 7 on 91.3 KUAF. Big thanks to our contributors this morning, Antoinette Grajeda and Timothy Dennis, and of course to all the musicians who spent time with us during the first half of 2019. This is a listener-supported service of the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas, 91.3 KUAF, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, West Fork, and Bentonville. Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums. You can always join us on the daily edition of our program. That's noon and 7 p.m. on 91.3 KUAF.